Welcome to Campus Stories. This is a 10-part series which examines non-traditional routes to third-level education. This programme series was funded by the Higher Education Authority and Wired FM. It is produced and presented by Chloe Lady Judge and Damien O'Brien. In this part of the series, we focus on mature students, or more specifically, mature students under the age of 35. Mature students are people who, when they begin study, are 23 years of age or over at the start of their studies. What challenges do they face upon return to education? How do they apply? What advice do they have for other young people planning to begin studying at third level? We spoke to Leanna Donovan and Dave Quinn, two mature students at Mary Immaculate College, and asked them what was the hardest part of going back. But first, we asked them a little bit about their background.
My background, right, I'm 24. I did the Leaving Cert in 98 and did go to college for a couple of years at the time. I went to Glasgow and did politics, but after a couple of years I decided I didn't like it and left. I went travelling to have a think about what I wanted to do, and after a couple of years came back to Ireland and looked into going to college here. Well, I started actually doing sociology and I wasn't gone on that, and then I tried politics for a while and I wasn't gone on that. I think at the time I had no goals. I just wanted to be in college, enjoy the college life. And at the time, I guess I was probably just too young and wanted to party too much, and politics didn't hold my interest, so I decided to give it a break for a while.
Okay, I'm from Limerick. I'm from this area, actually. I'm from Balnacara. I'm 26, so mature student, obviously. I went to school in this area, Skullcarmel, and once finishing the Leaving Cert, I suppose, like everybody, had filled out my CAO form and got a course that didn't really know what I wanted to do, and kind of ended up doing it, you know. So did that for 4 years, completed it. Once I had completed it, not a bit interested in the qualification I came out with. Usual graduate story, couldn't get a job because I had no experience, didn't really want to do it anyway. So then I just worked, travelled a bit, and decided that I might like to come back to college to do what I really wanted to do in the first place, which was media-based. So a friend of mine was here in Mary Eye College, mature student, had come back, told me all about this fabulous BA liberal arts course she was doing, and I thought it was really interesting, so I put myself in the wheels of motion, kind of got myself organised to come back and to do that.
Toughest thing has been definitely sitting down the desk and studying again, but even that's something a little different. You know, I'm not working all day and all night and coming home drained. I'm sitting down the desk, I'm taking my coffee breaks, I'm complaining about it with all the other students, and they're all united and they're all together and complaining about the same thing. I can't really say that there's a major downside to it. There's some tough aspects financially, academically, but it's all part of the challenge, it's all part of the experience, and yeah, I've enjoyed it. First few weeks I was working an awful lot of hours. I was doing evenings and weekends. I was doing 4 evenings, and you know, while I was still making a reasonable paycheck, I guess, I just thought that it was too much. It was too much coming in here during the day, working every evening, working all weekend, being up 7 mornings a week and not getting my lie-in, which I was used to on the weekends. Yeah, I have to say, it was a few times when I thought, what am I doing? There's three or four more years of this ahead of me. It did seem very daunting. But now that the first term's over, and it did go by so fast, and, you know, I still have my head above water and feeling a lot more positive about it now.
The hardest, let me think. Probably because of the foundation course, we did a couple of essays, or we did an essay for each subject. So we'd done a bit of academic writing, getting back into that. But especially now at the moment, having just done exams, I think this is probably the hardest bit, was trying to study again. And it reminded me, the other day I had a psychology exam, and I just had to kind of learn things off, you know, memorise. And it reminded me of doing the Leaving Cert, where I did biology, one of my subjects, and just learning things off, learning off definitions and learning off different whatever, you know, all these different things. And it was hard. It took me a while, actually, to kind of organise my head. But that was probably it. It's been fairly kind of, I've eased in fairly well, actually, you know.
Having decided to go back to college, how did Dave and Leanne go about applying for and getting a college place?
Yeah, it was. I applied for it in about February of last year, and there was an interview then in May, and I got notified in June, say that I got it. June, July. There was three people on the panel. The interview itself was fairly laid back. They just wanted to know my background, my interests, what I hope to accomplish with the degree. And there was a short written piece that was just on current affairs. It wasn't too stressful. So I met a lot of people at the interview who I met on my first day in college then. So it was a great way to actually meet a few people before even starting term.
Last year, I actually came through the Access course, so, you know, the foundation course here at night time, just first to see did I really want to do it, and I suppose practically get finances organised for if I was going to become a student, you know, poor student. So did the foundation course, met a few people, really, really enjoyed it, got the grade I had to, and was offered a place. So okay. Came back. Straight from the results. If you hadn't gained the results, then maybe there would have been an interview process. But at that point, the leader, the woman that we dealt with, Geraldine Brosnan, she already knew all of us. She had spoken to us individually, you know, about whatever, about finances, about the course, if we were able to do it or not, you know, making time. I mean, me, I'm grand because I'm single and like I said, I'm 26, but there was a lot of men and women that were married, had kids, and, you know, it's harder for them, I think, to kind of organise their time. It's a bigger decision. But no, that was it. Just did the course. Once you got your grade, you were in if you wanted it.
So they decided to return to education. But why?
I knew people who were in here at the time and who had been through here. As well as that, I looked into doing arts. I wanted to stay in Limerick, and I was very interested in doing arts, and Mary I offered the best choice in subjects. So for me, it was the only course really that suited in the Limerick area.
I don't know, I suppose. I didn't really think about it. You'd like to think that, you know, once you finish college or whatever, you'll be straight into a job, bang, straight away. But as I said, the course I had done, I didn't really want to continue with it. So I suppose the option was to come back to college and to do what I really wanted to do and study, really, you know, study different subjects and keep my brain ticking over. You know, when you've been working for a few years in not dead-end jobs, but, you know, when you're working in a job that you don't really like, it's pretty numbing. It's mind-numbing stuff. So you tend to, especially because I'm still young, you know, and I still wanted to do other things. So you have to go back and do something, you know. Yeah. And it's great. There is, whether it be come back full-time or go part-time at night-time, there's loads that people can do nowadays, you know.
Having been offered a place in Mary Immaculate College, how did Dave and Leanne find their first day? Did they feel out of place?
It was daunting. It was very daunting, actually, knowing that I had 3 or 4 years of it ahead of me. I didn't know anyone apart from the few people I met at the interview, although I have... since it's very easy to meet people here and mature students are fairly tight-knit. So to begin with, definitely, I felt a lot older. Just looking around and knowing that a lot of people are straight out of school. And because I was that bit older, I suppose I was a bit more apprehensive about approaching the younger students. But over the last few months, I haven't found that it's bothered me so much anymore.
Yeah. The night course... I was excited, you know, because it was the first thing I had done in ages that was kind of academic, you know. So I was really excited about it and I didn't know anybody else. And that was kind of exciting as well because I was looking forward to meeting like-minded people, you know. But sure, once you're in the door, people start chatting, you know, because everybody's in the same boat. And like I said, Geraldine Brosnan was fab. And she kind of made sure that we were all in groups and we did these little kind of team building exercises so that you have to talk to somebody. And then in regards to starting this year, the day I went up for my registration, I was frightened that day actually because I'd never actually... No, I had been in the hall before, but I went in and all the chairs and there was all these kind of really young faces everywhere. From the night course, we were only ever in one room. And even though we were up here and we were shown the library and all that, I never really used any facilities when I was doing the night course. So I wasn't sure of the layout of the college. And that was a little bit scary as well. But when I came in, I just happened to meet one of the women that was doing the night course. We started chatting and it was grand. You know, it's very organised when you come in, so...
Sometimes there appears to be a social division between mature students and students who have just finished school. We asked Dave and Leanne whether they experienced this social division.
I think there's an element of truth in it, definitely. I don't know about sitting at the front of the class glued to the teacher. I mean, I'm coming hungover like everyone else. I come in tired and I come in cranky. But I think definitely, I mean, if I don't make a go of it this time, it's pretty much my last shot. So I'm a lot more focused than I was. I know myself, when I was the first time I was in college, I'm a lot more focused now. I'm working a lot harder now than I ever have. And I'm glad of it as well. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I do think... especially probably coming in maybe this term and definitely in second year, I think it's going to change because they do chat away. It's not... I just think they're really young at the moment and they're, you know, interested in going out and, you know, drinking and enjoying it, completely living college life. And older people aren't interested in that because they have their families and they're settled and they're... I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, there's some that just wouldn't be bothered. At times I'm not bothered myself, you know. But they will eventually mix. And it's through the studying, it's through what you're learning, you know. And it's great to have somebody maybe of an older generation that has a different view on something and someone of a younger generation to talk to them, and they might have new ideas about whatever it happens to be. So I think it will, but initially, you know, people tend to stick to their own peer groups.
There can also be a division between younger mature students and older mature students. Was it advantageous to be a younger mature student?
Definitely. I think I have the best of both worlds because I get to go out with the mature students and meet all them, and I get to meet all the younger students and join all the societies and meet just a different spectrum of people. So I think it's actually worked quite well in that I know a lot of people here now, both older and younger than me. No, I couldn't imagine if I had to go home and look after kids in the evening on top of everything else, on top of working and studying and being in college. I think that would just be one more very tough obstacle and be very time consuming as well. So I think being a younger, mature student definitely helps out because you do have, as I said, the best of both worlds. You're enjoying college and you're more focused and you don't have the obstacle of having to look after a family as well.
Like I say, I'm 26, but I don't necessarily look 26. And I suppose maybe, mature student, but my mother calls me an immature student because I'm still quite young in certain ways. So maybe it is that little bit easier. Maybe I just look like a fourth year or something to other students. So, you know, I'm not like sticking out like a sore thumb. I can imagine for other mature students, and many of them are in my classes and are my friends and were at the foundation course last year. As I said, they're married, they're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. But I think once you get to that age and you kind of it takes a couple of weeks, but once you get into the whole college lifestyle, they're mature students. Once you get to a certain age, I think that you're kind of happy enough with yourself, so you don't worry about younger people, you know, and you've come back for a reason, so you seem to be more focused, I suppose. Definitely the students that that I know, that's what I would say, they're very focused, they know what they want, they're here for one thing, they treat it like a job, I suppose.
Academically, mature students face a huge challenge. We asked Dave and Leanne if Mary Immaculate College provided enough support to help them achieve their academic goals.
Definitely, I think the learner support unit are great in helping me to structure essays because I haven't done essays in so long. There's a good network for mature students, the Mature Student Society, and they're all around the college, I think, do everything they can to help you and to help you settle in. They also run that extra computer classes to make sure that you're computer literate when you're here, to introduce you to getting things off, information off the LAN. Yeah, the college have been very helpful, I must say. I was a bit apprehensive about going down there at the start because I didn't want my essays being completely dissected, and I was nervous that, you know, I get an answer like it's rubbish, you have to rewrite this whole essay. But when I went down, they're just so helpful. They really help you to make sure that your next essay is better again, and all around just improve the quality of the essay you're handing in, and just check that your English is okay and that your spelling's okay, and little things that you might notice or you might be in a bad habit of doing, they just correct you on that, and they don't trash your essay. They're very, very helpful with it.
I've been lucky because I know a couple of people that are here already in the college, and if there was any time where I was, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, or using like simple things like using the machines up in the library or the photocopying machines, the computers, anything like that, I could just ask the people that I knew that were here, you know, I'm not sure about this. I mean, people are very approachable. Everyone that's working here is very approachable in the college, but it is daunting. It takes time to feel like that you're a student, you know, because as I say, everybody else, majority are coming straight from secondary schools. They're about 18 or 19. And a lot, maybe they're two girls in their class that are doing the same course. So they already know people. They're coming in, you know, they're kind of hanging out. They're in their little gangs. So that's kind of daunting. But once you come in and, you know, jump in with both feet and try and join, especially now kind of being involved in a few societies and things like that, it is good. It's great support.
Yeah, I think you all would have been a lot more daunting. I think Mary Eye is a lot more intimate. It's very easy to find your way around. And after a little while of just seeing the faces in the corridors, you know all the lecturers, even the lecturers that you don't have. You know all the faces around. Everyone recognises you. And it's very, very easy to meet people because your tutorials are small and your classes aren't always that big either. So you get to know everyone your year, really. And who to go to when you need some help, and the tutors are very helpful as well.
They're quite happy to turn and chat to you about something, you know. And I do find as well, this college especially, I don't know about UL or any other gigantic colleges, but definitely in this campus, there is a much more friendlier kind of attitude, and people are friendlier, you know, the students, whether obviously not every single one of them, everybody's different, but the majority are. And if you're sitting down and you're doing something similar, it's, how are you getting on, is that okay, how do you think you're, like, especially now at this time with exams, I know they're just finished, but around that time, sitting inside in the cloakroom before going in, and I don't know all of them at all, I have my own little group as they have theirs, but they're quite happy to talk to you and chat to you, you know, which is nice. And I suppose with having tutorials and subjects as well, you're broken down into groups, so you've a better opportunity to chat to different types of students. So yeah, it's grand. It's not too bad.
Having returned and experienced college life firsthand, would they encourage other people thinking of returning to third level to do so?
Oh, definitely. I think if you spent a few years like I did working minimum wage jobs, going back to college is just such a break. It's so nice to be given 2 weeks off after your exams to take it easy, and to have a new challenge and something that, you know, you're going to have a goal at the end of it. You'll have something accomplished. Promotion prospects in minimum wage jobs aren't the best. So I'd definitely recommend anyone who's not happy with what they're doing to consider going back to university. And as a young, mature student, it's great. It's a great life.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. If it's what they want to do, definitely, because I think it'll niggle and nag at you if you don't, you know, you'll be raging. And the way I looked at it was, it's only because I'm a mature student, I can be exempt from the co-op. So it's 3 years. 3 years isn't a long time. I mean, I could be working someplace that I wasn't very happy for 3 years. I know when I decided to come back, there was an uncle and an aunt of mine that were kind of like, why are you doing that? Why aren't you just trying to strive on with the qualification you already have and get a job in that area? You know, move out of Limerick, move someplace else and try and go with that. And why are you going back to college again? Whereas the way I looked at it was, well, I'm going back because it makes me happy, you know, and it's what I wanted to do. So I think if anybody has any inklings or thoughts or whatever about it, do it, definitely. You know, as you said, if someone is thinking about coming back, a little bit anxious and worried about it, there's no need to be. I mean, I think if you're worried, it just means that you really kind of, you care about doing well. You know, you're worried that you might fail or something. But, you know, I would push across to people, just don't be, you know, scared is a good feeling in one way. But I wouldn't. I just jump in. You know, the support is here. You're not going to be on your own. And there's other people like you out there, you know. So maybe that, you know, the positive aspects of college.
From their experiences so far, what have been the best and worst parts of being in college?
The best thing is just being in college. It's still such a novelty for me. you know, when a lecturer says that you've no classes tomorrow because he's correcting essays, just a novelty of that, having time to yourself.
I have to say, I really like it. I mean, I'm only from down the road. I'm only from Ballinacurra. Never when I was going to school was I ever interested in coming over here. I don't know why. Maybe it was because I wanted to go further afield, you know. But after coming up for the foundation course and seeing the support and the friendly attitude of the people working here, for one, and the lecturers, tutors, everybody, they're welcoming, and you know, everyone's door is opened if you have a problem. There's never like, oh God, I can't go up and talk to them. Oh my God, they're like a teacher. They're way above me, you know. It's nothing like that at all. And they really do push that point across when you first start, which is very important. And I think especially for me, because some place like UL now wouldn't hold any appeal because it's just so huge. And that frightens me. And that there's so many thousands of students out there where you'd just be kind of anonymous. Whereas here, at least, you feel, yes, I'm a student here. It's not so big. And, you know, you're on first-name terms with your lecturers. If you ever have any dealings with them, they know you forever after. And it's great, you know. You really feel they are trying to help you. You know, they're not trying to, like when you're in school, oh, my teacher's trying to catch me out with this exam question. It's not like that. They just want you to understand and they want to help you. And it definitely does come across here. So I'm very, very little, right? Probably the only thing would be that, you know, when you have to do work and you know, you have to sit down and you actually have to write something, or you have to know something, or like reading. There's a lot of reading for the arts course. I love reading, so that's not a big deal, but it's, you know, and you have to make points and form your opinions, that you really have to think about something. It's challenging. Initially, you're kind of going, I don't want to do it. But it is challenging. Once you do it, you feel great. You know, it's like once you finish an essay. The thoughts of it initially were, ugh. But once you actually finished it, you feel so satisfied. And, you know, God, I've really accomplished this. I feel great. So it's a real self-esteem booster as well. There isn't really any negative points. I haven't come across any, you know, only for my own, you know, negative aspects, maybe being lazy, not getting up in the morning, missing one or two lectures, you know, that would be kind of, but it would be on me, nothing.
So, what's next for them? Do they have an end goal?
Yeah, I definitely have an end goal. It was something that I met a lot of people when I was travelling who, asking them what they did and what travels they've been on, I got interested in doing maybe aid work, and I found a master's out in UL that I'd be very interested in doing. So we'll see how this is. I'm kind of using this as a stepping stone, I guess, to go on and get a job that I want, my perfect job, really.
Yeah. I think when I finish the degree, I probably will do another year in something else. At the moment, I'm not too sure. I'm going to decide by next year, definitely. But I will do a postgrad. As I said, the thing I really wanted to do, always wanted to do when I was in school, was some form of media, whether it be radio, TV, or writing in newspapers, whichever. So hopefully, we'll see how the exams go. And as I said, I'm still learning about the different subjects. So maybe by next year I'll have a better idea. But I will go on for another year. You know, it probably won't be here, but I will go on and do another year someplace.
This programme is part of a 10-part series funded by the Higher Education Authority and Wired FM. We would like to thank everyone who participated in this programme and to wish them well in their studies. This programme was produced and presented by Chloe Liddy-Judge and Damien O'Brien.